for the word of God.
Amen.
God can make a way where there is no way.
Amen.
Do you believe that?
Yes.
Let us say it together. God
can make a way where there is no way.
Could you tell somebody?
God can make a way.
Okay, let's read Acts. If you have a Bible, please sit beside a true believer. You are going to find one. Acts chapter 12. Acts 12, verse 5 to 10. Those who are encouraged to get on board to the encounter, please come to see the oil at the end of the service and fill up the form, please. All right? Acts chapter 12, verse 5 to 10. Are you there?
Yes.
Peter was therefore kept in prison. But constant prayer was offered to God for him by the church. And when Herod was about to bring him out for judgment, that night Peter was sleeping, bound with two chains between two soldiers, and the guards before the door were keeping the prison. Now behold, an angel of the Lord stood by him, and a light shone in the prison. And he struck Peter on the side and raised him up, saying, "Arise quickly! Come on, Peter!" And his chains fell off his hands. Then the angel said to him, "Gird yourself and tie on your sandals." And so he did. And he said to him, "Put on your garment and follow me." Would you say all together? Put on your garment and follow me. One more time, please. Put on your garment and follow me. Because this is a key word, okay? So he went out and followed him, and did not know that what was done by the angel was real, but thought he was seeing a vision. When they were past the first in the second guard post, they came to Iron Gate that leads to the city, which opened to them of its own accord. And they went out and went down on the street, and immediately the angel departed from him. Holy Spirit, this is your word. We pray right now that you may reveal yourself to us in such a way that we can grab from this passage all the lessons and principles you have for us today. And those principles will be not just a set of rules. It's not a rule. It's a principle that we must live on. And help us to put our lives on this track, learning from you, learning from your word, and doing the same. In the name of Jesus, we pray that you may bless us today and give all the interpretation from your word into our heart. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Friends, after reading this passage, we can actually understand why this theme for today: God can make a way where there is no way. Peter was in prison, and he was not just in jail, he was bound in handcuff. He was handcuffed to two soldiers beside him, and other two soldiers outside the room, outside the jail. So he was actually saved in that place, not to flee. Why did they do this? Because they knew the God he served. And they said, it's hard to hold Christians in a prison because the angel comes sometimes and destroy the prison, they go. So that's why they put four soldiers just to look after one guy, Peter. And when we see this passage, we see the provision of God in the middle of the desert, in the middle of the tough circumstance. As I normally said, friends, sometimes God doesn't free us from the desert, but he promised he will be there with us.
Amen.
As he is the living water. What do you need more than water in the desert? Sometimes God doesn't free you from the fire furnace, but he will be there with you. As we can see in the Bible also. So no matter circumstance, friends, let me tell you something. It's worth to believe in God. When you say, I believe in God, you are not saying, maybe he can help me. No, no, there is no maybe with God. For sure, he will help you.
Amen.
For sure, he will deliver you.
Amen.
For sure, he is going to give you a victory, and the victory you actually need.
Amen.
So let us consider something in this passage. Number one, I want you to consider when there is nothing we can do, just pray. Amen. Why does God sometimes allow us to go through circumstances that we cannot do anything else? Because he wants us to he wants to see you pray. I'm not saying God brings problem to you. I'm not saying God puts sickness in you. Some people, they preach like this. This is not, I don't play this game, okay? My God doesn't have any curse upon me. My God doesn't have any sickness to give me. He has only blessings and healing. However, say with me, I love this word. However, sometimes he allows us going through those circumstances. But it's not bringing from him. Heaven doesn't send us sickness, financial situation. Heaven doesn't bring us those circumstances. However, God allows us going through those circumstances sometimes. Why? Because he wants to see us coming closer to him.
Amen.
Once we learn about it, when there is nothing we can do, just pray. Just pray and relax. Could you tell somebody, just pray and relax? Some people, they pray. Some people, they pray, but they pray like this. I'm waiting for this call, and he doesn't call me. Wow. When my victory is going to come? When this money is going to come? When the doctor is going to return to me? When that? Let me tell you something. When you pray, relax. Just relax. Just relax. Because God is starting to work. Do you know, Jesus?
Yes.
When you pray, angels start to walk and work around to bring your favor, to bring what you need. So when we understand this, actually we relax. I don't know the way some, praise God, people here don't do this, but in Brazil, my country, they say sometimes you meet somebody and, oh, how are you doing? Yeah, in the way God wants. But they say in using this face, oh, how are you doing? Yeah, in the way God wants. As the way God wants is the worst way ever. It's a disgrace in your life. And when people say like this to me, I say, wow, if you are in the way God wants you, you are better than me. Why don't you rejoice? But here in England, you guys, British, you say, oh, how are you doing? Not too bad. Friend, the first time I heard this, I said, what happened? Yeah, because she said, oh, not too bad. I said, wow, what happened? And then somebody that lives here for a long time said, no, they say this normally. It's okay. It's the way they say it, okay. But friends, at the first vision, at the first appearance, when you say it's not too bad, it's like I still have one leg. I still can move. I'm still breathing. It's not I'm okay. So please, let's change this stuff, amen. When I ask you how are you doing, say, I'm fine, I'm okay. I'm victorious.
I'm blessed.
Thank you. Amen. Because it's quite strange when you say, not so bad. It seems like you are bad, but not so bad. Not 100% bad. Okay? So, why don't you say, I'm still waiting the Lord, but He's going to bring my victory.
Amen.
Amen? 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 Can I hear amen?
Amen?
So Peter was therefore kept in prison, but constant prayer was offered to God for him by the church. This is another thing, friend. Peter was praying because there was nothing that he could do in that time. But one thing he has an advantage. That's why they put four soldiers to guard him. The church was praying for him. Let me tell you something. When the church pray for you, heaven become desperate. Amen? I said heaven. Hell become desperate. And heaven starts to get desperate to help you.
Yes.
Amen. Yeah. Good. Good escape, isn't it? While Peter was kept in prison, brothers and sisters, they were getting together praying for him, for deliverance, for freedom, for everything he needs. There was nothing else that he could do in that time. And even then, they couldn't appeal, they couldn't go to the court, they couldn't go to the king, because the king sent him to the prison. So what should I do? When the king said, put him in prison, nothing we can do, but we can pray. Number two, having confidence that God is in control. How many of you are confident that God is in control of everything?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Tell somebody, God is in control, don't worry. God is in control. Having confidence that God is in control, just go, just sleep. I remember when my kids, they were kids. Sometimes they used to go to some parties, sometimes they used to go to cinemas, you know. And I remember, was getting late and I was sleeping, trying to sleep, but my wife was in the window. As a mom, they do this, but as a father, I said, I pray for my kids when they leave. If they leave under God's blessing, they will return. So why should I stay on the window? I prefer to sleep. I prefer to rest in the Lord. Friends, many people, not you guys, just people that didn't come today, okay? Many people come to the front and give their heart to Jesus. Give their problem to Jesus. Give their situation in Jesus' hand. But before they go out, they take this back. They pass through the office and, Pastor, can I have this problem again? Because they still think they can solve it. Friends, once you are confident that God is in control, Let God be God.
Amen.
Amen. Let God be God. When there is nothing you can do, just pray and sleep. Get some rest. Put your mind out of this. Just believe that God is working. As soon as you say, Lord, you are in control over the situation, there is nothing I can do. Amen. When you say that, angels start to... they start to move around. Do you know when the fire station, they receive some sign that some house is getting fire? They leave everything. If the guy is in toilet, it's a problem, isn't it? Because they leave everything, they get the truck and they go to solve the problem. Heaven is the same. When you pray and rest, heaven starts to move around and to bring provision into your life. Exactly what you need. And let me tell you something. Even better than you asking him, he's going to provide you.
Amen.
Amen? Because he knows the circumstances better than you. Because in the middle of the volcano, sometimes we don't see, sometimes not all the time, we don't see clearly. But someone who is looking from above, he knows everything you need. And he will do better than you asking him to do. Can I hear, man? So when Herod was about to bring him out, that night Peter was sleeping. Can you imagine? You are about to be caught. You are about to come to the court to be condemned and to be seized maybe forever or to death. Then you go and sleep. Don't you think this is a bit... Peter was a bit cold, not hard actually. He was not understanding the circumstance. He was just waiting for the judgment, but he knew the plan of the king was to kill him. Because a few days before, they killed somebody else. They killed James. And he said, I'm the next. If it was me, I was trying to prepare some appeal. Give me a computer. I'm gonna do some appeal to the king. Peter decided to sleep. Why? Because he knew the God he serves. And here is a big principle, friends. The more you know God, more relaxing you're going to be.
Amen.
The more you know God, the more you're going to know he's going to provide everything in the end.
Amen.
Amen. God doesn't come in your time. Can I hear, man?
Amen.
Oh, Pastor, I think God could come when I call him. No. God is not your servant. He comes not in your time. He comes on his time. And he knows the best time to come.
Amen?
Number three. Waiting for God's guidance. How many of you wait for God's guidance? Until God say to me what to do, I will not move. I know you do this. Perfect, church. Waiting for God's guidance. At the right time, his light will shine. Peter prayed. The church was praying for him because there was nothing else to do. He decided, I prayed. The church is still praying. They are doing vigil for me. The right time, Peter was sleeping, and brothers and sisters, they were in somebody else's home praying for him. He decided to sleep while the church was praying for him. But actually, he decided to sleep waiting for the guidance. Say with me, guidance.
Guidance.
Friend, let me tell you something. Don't do whatever your heart says you should do. Because Solomon, the Bible says, the deceiving is your heart. The same Solomon says in Proverbs, a man can make lots of plans, but the yes must come from the Lord. Okay? So please don't deceive your heart thinking, oh, this is a good thought. This is not a good thought. It must be the light of God upon your life. Amen. 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 So when you pray and you get some rest and allow God to work for you and in you, at the right time, the light is going to come and you are going to wake up and say, I know what to do. I know exactly what to do. When we wait in the Lord, we are able to hear from Him. Because when we are so busy, you pray, but you are still busy doing one thing, doing another thing, going somewhere, trying to solve the problem with your own strength. Deliver everything in the altar here, but a few minutes later you get everything back in the office. But if you decide to wait in the Lord, the light will shine upon your life. Amen. And you're going to see clearly the decision to make. Amen? Look at verse 7. Now behold, an angel of the Lord stood by him, and a light shone in the prison. Don't you think God can make light shine in the darkness? It's already there that the light must be useful. Amen? So when God wants to shine His light upon the world, He allows us to go into a dark place. Otherwise, what is the function of the light? So in the light shone in the prison, and he struck Peter on the side and raised him up, saying, arise quickly. And his chains fell off his hands. Amen. Exactly because he waited in the Lord. Say with me, waiting in the Lord. Pastor, but I'm getting old, I need to get married. And God is taking so late to provide someone. And I found someone in that place. Is he a Christian? No, but don't go in this way. Why are you going to put yourself in this position of disadvantage? Stay waiting the Lord. And the promised land is going to come through these doors if you believe. I was expecting to hear many singles, amen. Don't you believe your promised land is going to come through this door one day? When he comes inside here, that's him. I know somebody that he said to me, I know the name of my wife, but I don't know where she is, where she lives. What does she do? I don't know anything. I just know her name. I didn't ask him because this is a secret between him and God. But what a faith. What a faith when we know the promised land's name and you wait for it. Amen. So, are you waiting in the Lord? Singles, are you waiting in the Lord? Wait in the Lord. Amen? Amen? So, having said that, friends, I just want to conclude this message. Just reading the verse 8 that says, the angel said to him, guard yourself. Now he was already free from handcuffs. Now the prison has been opened. And the angel said, stand up, man. Time to go. The angel said to him, gird yourself and tie on your sandals. And so he did. And he said to him, put on your garment and follow me. So in this verse 8, we can hear four important instructions. Remember when I said he was praying and waiting for guidance. And when we wait for guidance, guidance is going to come. Make sure you are waiting in the Lord, because when you wait in the Lord, the instructions will come. Very clear. And the angel said to him, the angel didn't just took his hand from the handcuff, not just open the gates. The angel gave him instructions. First, dress yourself up. Take off this clothes of a prisoner. Take off your clothes that identify you as a prisoner, because you now is a free man. So when you are with Jesus, the first thing he says to you, abandon this stuff you used to use when you were a slave. Evil's prisoner. Now you are a free man. Could you tell somebody you are free now?
You are free now.
So why do you sometimes, as a free person, you go back to your wardrobe and start to use your prisoner's clothes again? Oh, it's because it's orange. I love orange. Because I love these straps. It's nice for pajama. As a free person, why do you still use prisoner's dress or clothes? Second, exchange your prisoner wearing, get dressed as a free man. Second, put your sandals on. Could you save me? Put your sandals on. What does it mean, friends? Be prepared to walk. Say no to the stagnation. When we are prisoners, our mind, heart, soul, feeling, body, everything is in stagnation. You don't do anything. You are not able to do anything. So be prepared to walk. Say no to the stagnation. Number three, wrap your cloak around you. Amen?
Amen?
Let God cover you with His love. Get yourself involved with Him. Leave this stuff that belongs to prisoners. You don't need this anymore. Get your cloak. Get your cloak. Get involved in God's love and His plan for you. And the last is the more important one. After doing everything, He said, follow me. Follow me. Live your own way. Live your own way to live and let God guide you in your life.
Amen.
Why do you want to stay in prison as the gates are all opened? Why do you take your clothes of prison, put a new clothes and stay inside prison? It's a time to move. Could you say with me? It's a time to move. It's a time to move forward, friends. It's a time to move forward. God can make a way where there is no way. If you look around, sometimes you cannot see any result. You cannot see any solution, any way out. But God has a way out for you today. Get out. Get up. Get up. Dress yourself. Put your sandals on. Wrap your cloak around you and follow Him. Follow Him. Follow Him. And we remember the last verse we read? When when they got in the street, the angel disappeared. Do you know what? The angel will be with you as long as you need him. As long as you can walk by yourself, he's going to disappear. The mission is complete. Now is your decision. Now is your desire. Now is your vision. Now is you and God. And he will reveal himself to you from now on. When you need, the angel comes. But as soon as you are free, go in your way. Go in God's way, because he will give him the best way to go.
Amen.
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 Let's all stand up, please.
Walk as a free person.